No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, in to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. It's a glorious Tuesday in the great city of Lincoln, the great state of Nebraska, and I'm joined by the face that runs the place, DP, Mr. Derek Pearson. How you doing, my friend?
Let's go!
All right. You ready to talk a little bit of wrestling?
Let's do it, brother. Let's do it.
Now, I never tell you what we're going to talk about before we come on the show. Do you have a guess? What is the topic today? You have any ideas?
I don't. And I was actually literally, Bach asked me that question. And I said, whatever Carriker wants to talk about, I'm game. Listen, I'm about this life, man. So whatever you can come up with for us to talk about, it doesn't matter. That's the answer. It's like, Carriker, do you know what you're going to talk about? It doesn't matter what you
It doesn't matter what you're going to talk about. All right, so I thought we might actually talk a little bit of modern, current pro wrestling.
Okay.
I haven't done that in a while. Now, I've caught up a little bit, okay, enough to speak, you know, somewhat intelligente on this. I don't know if I'm ever intelligente to the max or the supreme, but SummerSlam is this Saturday night, the second biggest premium live event, okay, of the entire year, right behind WrestleMania for the WWE. And I thought we would talk about some of the matches and give some predictions on the winners. So here are the matches, and then I want to hear the match you're looking forward to watching the most, right? The World Heavyweight Championship, Damian Priest versus Gunther. All right, you got the WWE Women's Championship, Bayley versus Nia Jax, the Women's World Championship, Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley, the Undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa, WWE United States Championship, Logan Paul versus LA Knight, and the last one on the card at the moment, actually, there's two more, I apologize, WWE Intercontinental Championship, Sami Zayn versus Braun Breaker, and then CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. Which of those seven matches are you looking forward to watching the most?
Oh, this is a tough one because they're all about what happens after SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. Like, and my anticipation is based on that. Like, my answer will be based on what I think will happen after SummerSlam. And there are more questions about the lineup, because when they announce the lineup, and if you tell me it's Priest and Gunter early, if that's the opening match, and again, we don't know the card order, but I think the card order will tell us where are the championship matches in the card. Are you the opening match? Are you the table setter in the middle, right? Kind of the apex? Or are you the grand finale? Are you the marquee matchup? And here's the thing. If you're not sure, Adam, you're not sure if the world champions are in the main event. I don't know if Cody and Solo is the main event. Because if you tell me, put the two matches in two different rooms. Cody and Solo Sikoa with the bloodline and all the stories that go with that in one room. And CM Punk, Drew McIntyre with Seth freaking Rollins as the referee in another. I'm not sure which door pulls more people. Like, I'm not sure. So I kind of want to know what's happening with CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. But the real story is with the bloodline and whether Roman Reigns makes an appearance or at least flashes a message. Does Paul Heyman show up? Does Jay and Jimmy, are they stepped into it? Is there another member of the bloodline? There are more questions about Cody and Solo, and so that one gets the nod as the thing that has me the most curious.
Yeah, match to match, it's CM Punk, McIntyre with Rollins as the ref. That's more interesting, but you nailed it. That's why I've turned into a bobblehead as you were talking there. Like, it's after the match is over, Roman Reigns, he's got to come out. Does The Rock come out? Do we start to see the division in the bloodline become more obvious with Roman on one side and The Rock on the other? Like, what happens? Does The Rock not come out? Doesn't matter. Here comes Roman with the ones in the air. Like, you nailed it. Match to match, the most intriguing match is McIntyre Punk with Rollins as the ref. Overall, going forward, building storyline upon storyline upon storyline, which is what the bloodline storyline is, it is Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa. And I can't wait. I'm fully anticipating, and if I'm wrong, I'm going to cry like a baby. I am fully anticipating Roman Reigns' music hitting after that match is over and the face-off with Solo Sikoa. Now, what else is going to happen surrounding that? I don't know.
Is but Jay with him?
I can't wait for.
Is Jay with him? Is Jimmy with Reigns if he comes out? Is Heyman with them if they come out?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know that definitive. I don't feel as strongly about that as I do that Roman needs to make a freaking appearance. I think Paul Heyman should be with him. Yeah. Although that might be a moment that builds later over the next few months leading into Survivor Series War Games, maybe WrestleMania. I don't know. Roman by himself coming out is going to be a big deal. He doesn't need anybody else. But those are, you know, just the added storylines that I am dying to see what happens. And I have not watched a premium live event. I'm still getting used to saying that versus pay-per-view. Yeah. Premium live event, honestly, since WrestleMania. Yeah, As I mentioned, I've been out of the loop, but I've been watching enough lately that I feel comfortable talking about these matches.
Peacock has done a better job of getting me available for this, right? Because it allows you to just stream them there. It was also pitched this the other way, that still lurking in the shadows is Brock Lesnar. And that a big part of this, the real twist would be Heyman shows up, but then it's Lesnar who comes out and wreaks havoc, right? And then Roman comes out later. Like, wait a minute, what's going on? I expect full chaos at the end of SummerSlam. I really do.
That's what I'm tuning in for. That is exactly what I'm tuning in for. We're going to be at my in-laws. We're going to be celebrating my twin's birthday. And I'm going to at some point say, I'm going to be in the other. I love you all, but I'm going to be in the other room. If you need me, just holler, okay?
It's so funny, too. My buddy Hoster Breezy, same boat. He's like, yeah, I've got this family event, but I'm bringing my my tablet. And, yeah, that's the full thing. That's the full thing. So it's amazing that and I would imagine, Bach, yeah, that if your son is in the room, does he curl up with you and join in or what? What happens, Bach?
Yeah, he likes wrestling enough. You know, he doesn't quite know what's going on, but I definitely am bringing him along. I don't want him to start fighting people. You know, he's too young to know if it's fake or not. He's only three, so, you know, but it's like other things in life. You want to wait till he's older to tell him it's not real.
If he starts running at you with a steel chair, you might have to have a conversation. Right. I'm just saying, I have to sit down with him.
So good.
All right, so let's talk about the first match that's listed here anyways. Again, we don't know the match order. All right, let's talk about the World Heavyweight Championship, Damian Priest and Gunther. All right. What are your thoughts on this? Who do you got winning?
Well, this one will require outside intervention. Probably Finn Balor, whether it be through a mistake or on purpose, costing Damian Priest so you get to have the battle, or you set up for the three-way, which then ultimately ends up with the Demon and Gunter and Damian Priest trying to figure out how to break up Judgment Day. Like it's a big thing that has to play out. If it's just Damian Priest and Gunter, I'm not sure that they're ready to give Gunter the full reign as the champion, because if you notice this, a lot of his vignettes and promos are to empty arenas because it doesn't work live. It doesn't work with him talking to the crowd. The delivery's off, the energy is there, and he keeps getting interrupted. And that tells me that there is some hesitation that, wow, we can't give the strap to the guy who can't deliver in the crowd. Like, it's a big deal. So I think still Priest keeps it this time. It extends to WrestleMania, and I think that's where Gunter ends up getting the strap. But I think Priest gets away with the win this time, either through accident or on purpose.
I'm personally not ready to see Gunther win the championship. I think we talked about this earlier this summer. Neither one of us are incredibly high on him.
Correct.
I'm personally not high on him. I've never understood the entire push. He's not physically imposing. I don't think he's an incredible technician. He's okay on the mic. You just pointed out he gets interrupted a lot. I've personally never seen it. The one thing he does is he carries himself a certain way. Like, he believes he's a big deal. Like, I feel like he believes it. And that's the only reason I really don't just fast forward through all of his segments. Other than that, I don't want to see it. I don't think WWE is ready to give it to him. And I think people actually like Damian Priest being the champ.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I'm kind of with you. I don't think it's there just yet. Don't know exactly how it happens, but I agree with you. I think Damian Priest does retain. I actually just had something pop into my head. I'm gonna backtrack just a little bit. We don't need to go into all the Vince McMahon stuff, but Lesnar was tied to that. Do you think people are ready to see a reemergence of Lesnar at this time, or should they wait a little bit longer if that's even something they're thinking about?
Wrestling fans don't care. They understand that there has to be some discipline, some separation for action, but they have to also be careful, because if they fully disconnect from Lesnar, then Lesnar then has permission to tell more tales. So
fair point.
Right. So at some point you got to get, I mean, they did this with Hulk Hogan. You know, at some point you got to bring him back in the fold just for boundary and for keeping things in the family circle. But wrestling fans really don't care. Like, listen, if he's heel Lesnar, better. Like, be mad at him. They don't care.
Yes.
If he's hero Lesnar, it's a chance for the great turn, right? That, listen, I'm apologetic. I'm wrong. I need to be a better guy. I need to be smiling Brock Lesnar, which is actually scarier than heel Lesnar is funny Brock Lesnar, right? Like that.
Yep.
Like, Lesnar smiling at you before he F5s you into the next universe makes way more sense to me. So I think Lesnar changes it all. That second belt should be Lesnar's belt. If we do this right, Lesnar on one side, Roman Reigns on the other, I'm cool with that because that makes both of them watchable and you can throw a whole different level of heel villain at them.
I just wanted to revisit that real quick. Personally, I don't think they need Lesnar. If you got Roman Reigns coming out, I'm just hoping The Rock comes out. I don't know that he's going to do that just yet. But if you got Roman Reigns and Bloodline Chaos, you don't need it yet. And I think that's something that maybe builds. Maybe Lesnar's on one of those Survivor Series war games. Maybe he comes back at Mania, which is more kind of what I anticipate, or the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, to build up. The build up.
Yeah. I just wanted to kind of chat about that real quick. So, okay, we both went with Damian Priest. All right, let's go to the WWE Women's Championship match. This is Bayley versus Nia Jax. You and I have kind of chatted in the past. Bayley, you know, kind of a little bit flat, maybe not resonating a ton. She doesn't feel like a Royal Rumble winner. She doesn't feel like someone who just won the championship at WrestleMania. I don't get that feeling. And Nia Jax, for whatever reason, as I don't know how else to describe her, unimpressively impressive. And I know that doesn't make any sense. She's unimpressively impressive to me because she's not impressive, but they make her seem impressive, if that makes any sense. I just feel like it's her time to get this belt and maybe Bayley can pursue it to try to get it back or something. But I feel like Nia Jax is going to win this one.
I think Nia wins it, but I think Tiffany comes in and cashes in and gets the chip and then sets up the battle. Like, this is Tiffy time in her mind, and they've done a pretty good job of building it up and making them friends, and she'll come down and go, all right, good luck tonight, I got your back, and they go through a brawl, and, you know, she's injured and has her moment, and again, Nia deserves her moment. She gets her moment, and then, here comes Tiffy, give me the strap, deuces, out. That's how I see it.
So Nia gets the Drew McIntyre WrestleMania treatment. Is that what you're saying?
100%.
Did you like that call at WrestleMania? I was so happy when he won it. And I think Damian's done a great job since, to be honest with you. And I didn't anticipate him doing as good of a job as he's done. So that was part of it. But in the moment, I was like, he's finally got it. And you gave it to him for 5 minutes and that was it. Did you like that call at Mania with Priest cashing in?
I'm on the team that I'm surprisingly surprised at how good Priest has become, even in the botch job in the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Priest as a personality and as a profile is 100% what they think Gunther would be. Mm-hmm. Like he's one great crossover profile culturally, looks the part. Has actually maintained body mass and changed his formation. His performances in ring have gotten better, right? Like, he takes a beating, gives a beating. It's entertaining him away from the ring. He's actually funny. He's funny. Mm-hmm. I think the question for him is it heel face turn? Is this the time that he becomes the version of it so you can throw some more villains at him? He's going to have to fight the demon, right? He's going to have to face the demon, Finn Balor as the demon after they break up Judgment Day. And then the question, right? Because if he goes face, then that means he and Mommy have to make a decision, but they could also turn Mommy, which is the other thing that I think, you know, Mommy's the most popular woman on the roster anyway, as a heel. They turn her face, and quite frankly, we won't be able to get her off TV.
I completely agree. And we were talking about which match should main event or which match are we looking forward to the most. I'll be honest with you. I'm looking forward to Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan more than I'm looking forward to just Cody Rhodes, Solo Sikoa.
Yeah.
Solo Sikoa.
Yeah.
So for me, all right, so we kind of got, let me find my spot here again. So we, do we completely agree on everything so far, except you threw in Stratton coming down, cashing in,
yeah,
giving Nia the Drew McIntyre treatment. So that's a little twist there.
Yep.
All right. The Women's World Championship, Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley. And so sometimes when I have, and I'm sure you've met a bunch of these wrestlers, sometimes when I have an opportunity to meet a wrestler, I will admit I get influenced by my interactions with them at times. And Liv Morgan was one of the nicest wrestlers I've ever met in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Flair was like, when I met her, she was like the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Like she acted like the queen, and it wasn't a persona or a gimmick. It was just how she is and who she is.
Yeah.
And so I've always liked those two more, specifically after getting the chance to briefly meet them. This is probably the toughest match for me to call, because I feel like the fans wanted Liv a while back to get a push. She did not get it. She was not ready. It was the right call by WWE. She's more ready now than she's ever been. If she's not ready now to get pushed and pushed, she'll never be ready. So part of me wants to pick Liv. But Rhea, you just said the most popular woman in the entire pro wrestling industry probably right now. And Tiffany Stratton's going to be in that conversation in the near future as well. I'm going with Rhea. But it would not shock me if Liv won. This was the toughest one for me to call. What does Dominic do in this match? I know he told Liv that he hates her, but is that just setting up for a turn on Ripley later, which actually makes more sense in kayfabe world to me? But I'm going to go with Rhea, but this was the hardest one for me to try to predict or figure out.
I think Morgan with the Dom turn is the sell. Rhea needs a Liv with a strap to validate. Right, like she needs that. Like WWE needs Liv to be a bigger talent than she is without the strap. So you let her keep the strap, set it up for WrestleMania. Rhea gets it back on the big stage through Dom. Everybody throws confetti because Dom gets his comeuppance. Liv goes back to being, you know, second tier women's wrestler. But in this case, Liv wins with help from Dom. Breaks up Judgment Day, because remember, Finn's going to break up with Priest earlier in the match or sometime in the same card. So tough day for Judgment Day, but Dom helps Liv beat Rhea.
You do eventually see Damian versus the Demon Finn Balor down the road.
100%. But here's the thing, like it's the other side of it. Like I'm still trying to figure out what they're going to do with the Wyatt family and the Demon on one side at some point. I would certainly watch.
That would definitely be very interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think, because, I mean, it was a big deal when Finn Balor was the first ever Universal Champion. He beat a lot of guys before he got hurt and had to relinquish the belt. And then 7 years later, he finally gets a shot at the title again and loses. But that had to be a big deal for Vince at the time to decide to go with a smaller guy who he typically is not fans of as much as the bigger dudes. That's just who he tended to prefer as far as his champs. And then he went with him and he beat several guys, including Roman Reigns at the time. I think Seth Rollins as well. I could be mistaken on that. My question is, for him to win that at that time was such a big deal, but he hasn't had it since. Do you think he'll ever win the championship again?
Finn's young enough. I think
time was such a big deal, but he hasn't had it since. Do you think he'll ever win the championship again?
Finn's young enough. I think Finn's young enough that he could evolve back into it. Like, I mean, he's such a good worker that it matters. And, you know, I still think he's got a bit of Mick Foley Mankind in him, that he has to throw his body around too much, but he also has the ability to go to that split personality. And I can say this. Normally, I don't like the monster championship runs, but a demon championship run, I could kind of get behind. I could kind of get behind that.
I could totally get behind it. And frankly, we need more of the demon out there.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get him enough. I know it's supposed to be special and rare, and you don't bring it out. We don't ever bring it out. Yeah. So what is the point of having it? It's like having your favorite toy, and it just sits in the closet.
That's it.
Until you're 20, and then you don't want to play with it no more.
That's it.
So let's bring it out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. DP and I, the face that runs the place, we'll be right back.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.